The number of Ebola cases continues rising, but there is some hope for those who survive the disease. Recently, a conference for Ebola survivors was held for the first time in eastern Sierra Leone. The goal was to offer advice to survivors and look at ways they can increase people's understanding of the disease. That music is coming from a small church in Kenema, Sierra Leone. Inside the building, 36 Ebola survivors danced in celebration. All 36 have beaten the deadly virus for which there is no vaccine. Sierra Leone's Ministry of Health and Sanitation organized the Conference of Ebola Survivors. The ministry and non-governmental organizations want them to advise other Ebola patients and teach people more about the disease and its prevention. Matthew Dalling is Chief of Child Protection with UNICEF, the United Nations Children's Fund. He says survivors often face problems when they return to their communities.
They go back into communities and they are ostracized and they're told to leave. One or two survivors I met are renting in Kenema City because they can't go back to their rural villages. So what we want to do is find a way that we can actually get them to go back into the communities, to become helpers and to really make them become advocates and champions. I mean, we really see them as heroes.
Fatmata Ferimusu Sese is a nurse. She became sick with the disease while caring for an Ebola patient who threw up on her. She blames her infection on the light material she was wearing at the time. She says the vomit from the patient's stomach touched her skin. Today, the healthcare worker is happy to be alive. She says she wants to become an activist in her community because some people still do not believe Ebola is real.
There was a rumor that with the nurses, they have given us huge amount of money. We are the one who are killing the people. We inject the people who kill us.
It is claims like those that Ebola survivor Dauda Mohamed Fula wants to stop. He works as a laboratory technician at the government hospital in Kenema. He has also faced rejection from people because he had Ebola. But for him, the hardest part is that other members of his family also got infected and did not survive.
Think about them sometimes. See, I have nightmares in my dreams. I do see them, you know, playing with them. Even last night, I had a dream. Yeah, I had a dream. I saw my father, and, you know, I couldn't bear that. Yeah, I wanted to go to him, but he rejected me, said no. So I started crying in my dreams. So I wake up with tears in my eyes.
Many survivors have similar experiences. Jamala Jawara had two children. Both died from Ebola.
It was June 17. I lost my 2 feet. They are in my hands. The first one died, the boy.
Her daughter died a short time later. These stories can have a huge emotional effect on survivors. Margaret Harris of the World Health Organization says the idea of having survivors work with patients and in communities is good. But she adds that the survivors need to make sure they are ready and should not feel that they are required to help. Dr. Harris says it is also important to take all necessary steps to stay healthy.
For instance, people are talking about survivors going, being perfectly safe from ever being infected again. Well, we haven't done antibody levels. We know that people have survive this thing, but we don't know that they're 100% protected, and we have to make sure that they are medically safe.
Sierra Leone's Ministry of Health and Sanitation says the country had 634 Ebola survivors as of October 19th. UNICEF officials say there will be similar conferences planned for survivors across the country. I'm Bob Doty. Words in this story. Cases. Noun. Incidence of disease. Conference. Noun. A meeting. Celebration. Noun. An observance honoring a person or event with special activities. Chief. Noun. The head or leader of a group. Child. Noun. A young boy or girl. Now it's your turn to use these words in this story. In the comments section, write a sentence using one of these words, and we will provide feedback on your use of vocabulary and grammar.